One of the more controversial and also heartrending stories of the past summer was the revelation that tens of thousands of young people were pouring over America's southern border alone. Some of those unaccompanied minors entering the U.S. illegally were as young as six. Almost all were from El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. Immigration officials have since released most to their parents or relatives already in the U.S., and nearly 2,000 are attending public schools in Louisiana. NPR's Claudia Sanchez has been following one school in New Orleans that took in over 50 of these kids.
Ben Davis, the principal at Carver Prep Academy, loves to talk about the unaccompanied minors who showed up at his school last August. But he hates the fact that they may not be around very long.
We have kids who are going to school every day, but they know they could be deported at any point. And that's a really, really, really terrifying reality for them.
On any given morning, says Davis, you can see the stress on their faces as they get off the school buses.
The rates of trauma are really, really high.
So much so that Carver Prep, a charter school, provides trauma screenings because teachers know that depressed, anxious kids are much, much harder to teach. Although most of these new arrivals seem grateful because they're not just learning English, but math and science as well. Still, some are struggling to fit in, and that's contributed to the tension between them and the school's mostly poor African-American students.
What's up? You pissing me off. I'm gonna beat him up.
No, come on. Calm down. Calm down.
You be pissing me off. He's a hoe.
Hey, chill.
This morning, for example, there was a fight on the bus. Teachers quickly stepped in.
Alexander and Lucy.
I think he had a knife, says one student in Spanish. There is no knife, but Latinos complain that black kids pick on them all the time.
Nos insultan, nos golpean y todo.
They insult us and hit us, says a boy named Jordan. Recently, one kid needed stitches after he was punched in the face. Latino students say not knowing English is part of the problem. Sometimes it sounds like they're talking about us, says another boy, or they think we're talking about them. Ben Davis, the principal, says if there is tension, it's not serious or out of the ordinary.
It's a high school, and every single high school in the country struggles with kids who are learning how to get along with each other. I don't see there being some kind of, you know, like racial tension issue.
The last morning bus arrives. I see a familiar face, a 14-year-old from Honduras I interviewed last fall.
Joshua, ¿cómo estás?
He's now in deportation proceedings. His mom didn't want us to interview him because she thinks talking to the media could hurt his chances. Joshua, though, seems to be doing well under the circumstances. He's put on a few pounds and he's on the honor roll. Carver Prep has been extra patient with these kids. Ben Davis says he's spending an extra $2,500 per student for special education services and a couple of computer programs tailored just for them.
They take any like PowerPoint that a teacher creates, and then the kids can access it and see it translated for them.
The school now has also reassigned two teachers trained to work with English language learners. Coming up with the money for all this has not been easy. But Louisiana, along with 34 other states, are supposed to get an additional $14 million in federal aid to pay for a wide range of services. Many of these kids, after all, arrived with almost no schooling, emotionally distraught.
I can't even imagine what they've gone through.
Pete Cohen teaches algebra. He had never worked with students who don't know English, so he and a handful of teachers traveled to Honduras over winter break to study Spanish on their own dime.
To me, that shows them that I care about them, and they've really responded to that, and they really are asking lots of questions. What did you see? Did you eat this? Did you see this?
Cohen says it was impossible to miss the poverty and lawlessness that students say they're fleeing from. That's why the stability that they now have, however brief, is important, says Cohen.
My day-to-day goal is to make sure that no matter where they end up, they have more skills than they came here with, and make sure that they felt like they were with people who cared about them.
Teachers and administrators believe the extra care and attention has paid off. Today, nearly half of the 9th and 10th graders on the school's honor roll are unaccompanied minors. Claudia Sanchez, NPR News.